This is an important business story in an economy that relies as heavily on exports as Saskatchewan, but it's one we don't hear much about. An economic analyst with Scotiabank last week offered some insights into the state of ports on this continent and around the world. We've just come off strikes through much of North America, with workers securing wage increases of more than 10% a year over multi-year deals. Obviously, those costs will find their way into the supply chain, so we should expect the cost of shipping to rise. But there's another angle on this tale. The contracts also include ironclad language preventing automation, or even semi-automation, as the workers fear they'll be replaced by machines. Well, the problem is that North American ports are already behind on this. This will push technological improvement farther into the future. The highest-rated port in North America is Philadelphia. It ranks 50th in the world. Montreal ranks among the worst in the planet, at 351 out of 405. Vancouver's even lower, at 363. I'm Paul Martin.